Well, that was a pretty unusual beginning for a podcast. That's because the topic today is effect of music on your child. A very warm welcome to the audience here and welcome to Podcast by Dr. Dad. I'm your host, Dr. Gaurav Nigam, and today we are going to talk about effect of music on your child. From time immemorial, it has been advocated to teach music to young children. Why so? Well, there has been a lot of research around that, and everything pointed out that it leads to development of the brain of a child. What a child has heard in his first 6 years of life cannot be eradicated later. Thus, it is too late to begin teaching at school because a child stores a mass of musical impressions before school age. And if what is bad predominates, then his fate, as far as music is concerned, has been sealed for a lifetime. This was said by Zoltan Kodaly at a Children's Day speech in 1951. A lullaby will make your baby calm and will induce to sleep. It slows down the heart rate. Music is so important, but the big question is your baby getting enough music? Let's start with effect of music in the womb. Around 16 to 18 weeks, baby starts hearing, and by 24 weeks, they even start responding to external sounds. And thus, listening to classical, more subtle sort of music during pregnancy should be something that soothes the baby. There are so many ways you can actually use the music with the infant, with the newborn, with the toddler. There is a set pattern, and it can even calm down your own newborn infant or toddler and get them to sleep. In my own case, I'll tell you, I listened to this song by Kabir Arya on my speakers at the time when I want my daughter to go to sleep. And you won't really believe it, but my daughter instinctively puts her head on my shoulder because every time she hears this song, she knows that this is my sleeping time. I mean, mostly, yes, of course, it has to be in the evening because they have other senses working around as well. They just know it. So don't underestimate the power of a mother, a father, or any caregiver's voice while singing. Her voice is familiar and the rhythm is calming. What are different ways to do it? I mean, not only inducing sleep, but other things like how can we inculcate music in the day-to-day life? There are a few ways. A child has its own mechanism to perceive and associate music. But you can always start by, you know, tapping. Like maybe you are just reciting a poem and, you know, you're doing a tapping very methodically, very rhythmically. So when you're tapping, like, two little ducks tap, tap. When they went out, tap, tap. So something like that. Or you can go even with the tickling or a bouncing a little. Of course, you should not bounce a newborn or you should not bounce a very young child. But once they're toddler, you know, a little bit in the safe hands, of course, not tossing them up because I am completely against that. But yes, a little bit of, you know, playing around with the child is always a healthy thing as far as you're doing in the healthy limits. You know, when you're doing this tickling and all these sort of plays with the child at the right rhythm, along with a poem, along with any recitation, they associate it with the music and these activities. Now, when this is happening, when they associate these physical movements with music, they get the idea of rhythm. The brain starts doing its work and form neural connections. Clapping is another form for that matter. Twinkle, twinkle, little stars, how I wonder what you are. And you know, there's always a lot of baby talk around these things, so you always have to emphasize more when you're doing these poems or when you're talking and you're trying to put music in it. So giving musical instrument to children is also a good idea for that matter. You know, there are so many day-to-day things that we're using at home, like a spoon cradle or a spoon, a metallic spoon, where they can, you know, just bang it against the table to create their own music. But again, when you talk about certain musical instruments, a toy drum is a good idea. Shakers or rattles. Even a xylophone, a baby xylophone is a good idea. So you can always give those to the child. Again, keep in mind the safety of a child first. Now let's come to something called as Mozart therapy. And it is really effective, or is it? So there is a lot of research that's been around this topic. A research in the past has shown to increase certain points on the IQ scale when college students were exposed to Mozart music. They also researched done on association of calming effect on epileptic children and Mozart music. And the results in both of them were on the positive side. Well, the definite conclusions are yet to be made, but definitely those studies showed some level of promise. A 2016 study at the University of Southern California's Brain and Creativity Institute found that musical experiences in childhood can actually accelerate brain development, particularly in the areas of language acquisition and reading skills, to be said. According to the National Association of Music Merchants Foundation, learning to play an instrument can improve mathematical learning and even increase SAT scores. Now, isn't that marvelous? For children and adults, music helps strengthen memory skills. Music ignites all area of child development and skills for school readiness. You know, the social, and they learn to express themselves emotionally through music. The motor language and overall literacy is also helped through this. It helps the body and the mind to work together. So when your children are exposed during early development, it helps them to learn the sounds and the meaning of the words a little faster than otherwise. Again, a lot of research has been done around it, and the results are somewhat more promising. So what are we waiting for? Let the music begin. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please visit www.drdad.in. drdad.in. We have lot of content on pregnancy, on getting pregnant, on parenting tips, from newborns to infants to toddlers to big kids to teenagers. There's so much more. So do visit the website, and please subscribe to our channel, because we keep giving out these podcast every week. We're trying to increase our frequency, but yeah, so far it is this. And I really, really hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day and have a great life. Thank you so much.